Naveen Paddock. Sorry. Gentlemen, Ruby, my name is Ben, Benjamin Franklin. Let me go and I'll make it worth your while. You saw my sketchbook. It's full of inventions, like the one I used to track you. You can't hold me here. I'm a freeborn citizen. A trap door? Wait, I can make you rich. You do not want to kill me. Because I'm the tamer of lightning. My friend Jack warned me New York was an unwelcoming place, but I was not expecting this level of hospitality. On my way into your warehouse, I noticed some burned-out buildings. No surprise, this old place is a tinderbox, a bonfire waiting to happen. Why should you? Why should anyone? You're a businessman, aren't you, Mr. Boyle? Well, if you alone could harness the power of Zeus himself and offer protection to everyone in the city, who wouldn't pay handsomely for that? I'll need an iron rod about 3 or 4 feet long, some twine, and a length of brass wire, and I'll need you to untie me. If I'm wrong, you can always feed me to the fishes later. Shall we, to the roof? Every great inventor has been called a fool in his own time. As you can see, I'm attaching one end to this iron rod and dropping the rest of the wire off the roof. You, down there, catch! Stick it into the ground, quickly. Only if you want to be barbecued. Let go and hurry back inside. You can open your eyes, dirty dogs. It's safe. Behold, the mystery of electricity. The iron rod catches a lightning bolt and sends it through the wire into the ground below, where it becomes harmless. It's not a trick. It's science. And there's a lot more where that came from.